Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. There's been nearly 500 cases of the flu recorded across the White Bay so far this season, with 12,000 in Queensland. Of those cases, there's been 24 deaths. More than 900,000 Queenslanders have had the jab so far this year. The Butchala people say a sustainability report aimed at protecting Goree, Fraser Island, is fundamentally flawed. The Environment Department's 2022 sustainability report says driving behaviour and capacity of loved locations like Lake Mackenzie need to be better managed, but the government won't introduce visitor caps. Environment Minister Leanne Linnard says the government partners closely with the Butchala Aboriginal Corporation, but the corporation's Christine Royan says they don't feel heard, with considerations coming 2 years late and based on inaccurate visitor data.
It's fundamentally flawed. They're not even looking at the real amount of people. They're saying there's 500,000 people that visit Goree per year. We've been telling them that it's more like 800,000, but you've got to sort of wonder why they're addressing the issues now.
An education expert says Queensland state schools, including those in the White Bay, need equal funding from both levels of governments to address a $6 million annual funding gap. UniSQ curriculum professor Stuart Riddle adding negotiations are underway.
The federal government is pretty much saying they're willing to pay half that gap if the states and territories pay the rest. But the states and territories want the federal government to pay more.
And 50,000 flowers are on the way to mums and caregivers across the region after being harvested in Bundaberg for the Endeavour Foundation's annual Mother's Day drive. The flowers sold across the White Bay will help raise money for the charity.